Welcome to the HIV Australia podcast, a discussion about the community-led response to HIV. On the sidelines of the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations members meeting, Heath Painter sat down with Sydney Morning Herald journalist Kate Orbison. She started off with explaining just what her role as health editor means.
I cover all our medical issues, any hospital problems, successes, any new research, and the big issues that are going to affect our policies or reforms and the interest groups that bring them up.
And what was it that motivated you to become a journalist?
Oh, that's a great question. Can I say His Girl Friday?
Yeah, whatever it was.
Yeah, look, I think what really motivated me to be a journalist, and it sounds really naff, but it's really true. It's about shining a light to power. It's about exposing things that some people don't want you to know about. And it's about telling the stories that wouldn't otherwise be told. And it's a really great job for people who are just perennially curious as well.
So on that point, the foundations of independent journalism are so often seen as being based on the rigorous pursuit of truth. Is this still possible in this post-truth Trump era?
Yeah, I think it is. And I think it's just all the more important because of it, in fact. That's where independent journalism becomes really vital. We're up against conspiracy theories and these rampant social media groups. It's not just policymakers or politicians. You now have to fact check. You're constantly fact checking. I am constantly fact checking anti-vaccination groups, people who don't acknowledge that they have some kind of religious affiliation, who they then campaign against abortion. It makes our role really crucial when it comes to informing our readers and allowing them to make decisions based on correct information instead of just sort of viral rubbish.
Increasingly, the political elite are bypassing engagement with traditional media, instead opting for social media, which of course preferences self-reporting. How has this emerging trend changed news reporting by journalists, and how do journalists engage and interact with the political system to ensure reporting is balanced, credible and informed?
We grapple with that every day, and you have to treat every situation differently. The stories I reject these days are just as important as the stories I cover. So we're constantly thinking, do we really want to give more airtime to these bogus claims, or is it really important for us to myth bust it? And there's some quite compelling evidence now suggesting that if you choose to myth bust something, you have to do it in a very particular way. Otherwise, you're just going to perpetuate the myths that you're trying to expose.
I wanted to ask you a final question about health. So often media coverage of health focuses on the cost of health and the cost of health to the budget. Working in preventative health, as a FAO does, we advocate for investment in health to reduce the medium and long-term costs of chronic and complex health conditions. What stories and news items make coverage of preventative health more appealing to journalists?
You've just got to make it personal. I need to be able to interview people who are directly affected by the conditions that you're talking about. So when it comes to chronic conditions, I want to speak to people who have been grappling with those conditions for maybe years, maybe months, maybe they've just discovered that they've been diagnosed with it. It's about those stories. The big numbers are important. You want to know how much these conditions cost the economy. You want to know the indirect and direct health costs. You want to know how much government are putting into it. But at the end of the day, someone wants to know, if this happens to me, if this happens to a family member, what's going to happen? What mechanisms are in place? What treatments are available? You know, is the government paying attention to this? Am I going to be okay? They're the questions that people want answered, and you would hope that our stories in some way are able to answer them.
Kate, I want to thank you for joining us for this HIV Australia podcast and for your ongoing, very sensitive and informed journalism and coverage of HIV. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.